Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We will stay with the Commanders and bring on our buddy Nick Ashew of the BetQL Network. So, Nick, you just heard it, man. We just had this come out a couple minutes before we got back on the air here in the break. Dyami Brown, Marshawn Lattimore, among five ruled out for the Commanders going into a winning game against the Falcons. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, well, Marshawn Lattimore's been out more than he's been in, so you kind of just, I guess, are used to that at this point here. But Dyami Brown's a big loss. I mean, that 51-yard reception last week, you know, at times, like, there is some big play capability from him. I think this game comes down to the run game, though, for both sides here. I think that's one of the biggest things with Washington not being able to get it going the last couple of weeks, 2.6 yards per carry. And Atlanta's really good. Like, Atlanta's run defense is pretty good. And they're a top 10 team in yards allowed per carry. So, like, it's a bad matchup from that sense. And you go on the other side of things. And Bijan, like, all the talk about Saquon Barkley and maybe Jahmyr Gibbs and what's gone on in the backfield with the Lions, Bijan Robinson's had an awesome season. And, like, I'm really concerned at what he can do against this Washington defense and that side of things. I think we see a heavy dose of Bijan Robinson there because, quite frankly, with Michael Penix Jr., rookie quarterback starting in this game, you want to take some of the pressure off of him. I know he threw the ball 27 times last week, but, like, right now, Bijan he's somebody that fits perfectly in this matchup where, if you look, he's got the third most yards in the league running outside the tackles. Well, Washington's allowed the second most yards per carry outside of the tackles. So it's like, it's little matchups like that on both sides of the run game that I think really make a big difference in this one. But obviously, look, we know that it still comes down to great quarterback play. And when you got the Jaden Daniels magic after again last week, you feel like anything's possible with them.
Nick, it looks like there could be some bad weather, at least rainy weather, at Northwest Stadium on Sunday. Who do you think that benefits most?
I think it benefits a team that can run the football, right? It doesn't benefit Chris Russell. I know that. I'm sure he's going to be complaining. But besides that, I'm moving on from him. Yeah, look, if it gets sloppy, it comes down to who can overcome mistakes. And really, we saw last week with the Commanders, right? You're not going to win games every single week if you're turning the ball over five times. But what gave me confidence last week in this team is that they do overcome those, whether it's a mental mistake or just, hey, this is football and something weird happened, right? I mean, for the fact that Jaden Daniels could throw two picks and then the next time out throw a touchdown, lead the game-winning drive, all those things tells me that his mind says it's out, it's in the past, I'm moving forward. If something like that were to happen in a sloppy game on Sunday here, and let's say there's a fumble, I mean, Brian Robinson can't fumble the football like he did last week. Like, that's a major problem there. But if you have those situations where sloppy weather contributes to some sort of mistake, bobbled pass, turned interception, whatever the case is, this team has at least shown mentally they can overcome it, and actually on the field they can overcome that too.
Nick, I'm just fired up for the atmosphere. It's been such a long time since there was a game like this at home. I hearken back to 2012 against the Cowboys. I was still on the beat 12 years ago. They're trying to win a division against Dallas. Now you got a potential clincher under the lights. Speaking of the lights, the literal lights, I mean, they have the ability now with the LEDs. They've been saying all year and hinting that they can do light shows and turn them on and off at night. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
I'm so glad you brought up that 2012 game, because I remember somebody, I was talking to somebody about this, I think it was like a week ago, and they were like, is this Eagles game, the one last week, the biggest game since when? And I said, probably since 2012, last game of the season against the Cowboys, RG3, Alfred Morris, 200 yards rushing, all those things. But like, now we're kind of in another one now where this is in prime time. This is even bigger in terms of where we are, and you talk about a clinching game and all those things. It's just that, like, I've felt like Ricky Bobby this whole year, where instead of, like, not knowing what to do with my hands, I don't know what to do with my emotions, where I'm just like, how do we handle a situation with a team that's overachieved, that's in these positions? And I think most people, look, we didn't expect this team to be this good. I think most people didn't expect that. Their win total was, like, 6.5 before the season. They've overachieved, and it's gotten to the point now where you look around and go, we got something really, really special with this group of guys, and it was supposed to be a rebuilding year. I haven't been this excited about a game I've been saying this the last few weeks because every game kind of feels like it builds up more and more. But, I mean, this is prime time, Jaden Daniels. It just feels like it could be one of those signature moments for him again.
First time ever in prime time in NFL history that two rookie starting quarterbacks from the first round are starting against each other. It feels like we know what we're going to get out of Jaden. What do you think we're going to see out of Michael Penix on Sunday?
Well, they probably are going to need him to have at least like one touchdown with his legs or his arm for them to win. I mean, it's great that you could win a game like that against the Giants last week, but I don't think that's going to fly against Washington this week. So, look, I do think they are going to still try to establish the run with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier first, get a lot of carries, and then put Michael Penix Jr. in some opportunities to succeed, get comfortable, get into a rhythm early. And, you know, listen, he's got a great deep ball, too. There's a chance you see a couple of deep opportunities maybe early just to see if they can, you know, go after it. We saw Philadelphia certainly doing that last week, and teams will try to exploit the secondary, especially with Marshawn Lattimore out. So I would expect kind of lulling the defense in a little bit and then throw a couple deep balls with Penix just to see what they can do. But I would expect them to be at least a little bit conservative. But clearly they have confidence in the guy, right? They would have stayed with the veteran and Kirk Cousins, which, by the way, not getting a Kirk Cousins revenge game, really disappointing. I'm upset that we're not going to have that storyline in this game, but, you know, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, that would have been cool for Kirk to be back with a second team. I mean, that would have been his third time playing Washington. Played him twice with the Vikings, obviously. Would have been his first time with Atlanta. Nick, thank you, buddy. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the three games tomorrow and a full Sunday of NFL football.
Can't wait. Talk to you guys soon.
Be good. Speaking of three games tomorrow, we should preview those games coming a little bit later in the hour.